Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you. We have Gary in studio, not in studio, but producing our show. And we talked to him about toddler life. We talked about Natalia's trip to Chicago. We talked about LB's job.
But first, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com. Get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, everybody. Hope you all had a lovely holiday break, giving gifts to and fighting with your family. So I wanted to remind you guys that the Corolla Family Barbecue is fast approaching. Saturday, June 18th, 2022 is the day. Lit, Loxy, The Smoke and Kills, and a ton of your favorite ACS comedians will be there soaking up the sun, food and booze. We hope you're going to be there too. We have a pre-sale that went quickly, so I decided to open this thing up. I am adding 100 extra tickets for this year's barbecue. That's 100 extra tickets. Bundles, barbecue, bar crawl. Take your pick and do it quickly. These are going to go fast. When the tickets are sold out, the only way you'll be able to get into the event is through the Case Club at CorollaDrinks.com. We can't wait to see you guys in June for the third annual Corolla Family Barbecue. Oh my God, it's exciting.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud.
Yes. What? Okay, you know how normally it feels like it's been 2 weeks?
Yes.
For some weird reason, it feels like it's been 3 days.
I'm because like, it kind of has been. No, but yeah.
Oh, didn't record? No, I think we
did record.
Monday.
But we recorded 2 days close to each other.
Oh, yeah.
But we did record last Monday, so it has been 1 week. But it's still because not much goes on in our lives.
No, nothing. Nothing. The only thing that's going on, honestly, is something that I can only talk about on Patreon.
Oh, so, can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll know why immediately. But literally, that's the thing that's been like,
right,
was kind of clogging up my week. But so I don't know. Although I have a little bit. Also, big news. Producer Gary is in the house.
That's right. Yay.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Producer Gary.
Hi, Gary. Times.
I know.
I think we should come out of the gate and say that Kaylin is feeling a lot better.
Oh, good.
I'm just doing him a solid here because we're all looking out for Bald Brian, who's got, I don't know, he's sick or something.
Yeah, he's got
He's always complaining about shit. I don't know. His ass hurts or something. But yeah, Kaylin's feeling a lot better, and he's at home, you know, following along as we speak. So
that's good. Yeah. So, yeah, he's just got a few more days to stay home so that he can come back and he's out of the woods and not infect everybody here, which is nice.
Yeah, although let it be known that he already tested negative.
Right.
So we were fine.
Yes.
We're no snowflakes. We were like, come on in. We're ready for you.
Yeah. Kaylin actually was fine, too, and really wanted to come in. Chris told him no, and Kaylin emailed me for my thoughts, and I kind of yelled at him that he would probably be in trouble with the boss man if he was seen here and then wasn't here for the next 4 days. So
we're just
covering each other, but he's doing really well.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, Gary. We're only going to talk to you later.
Cool.
Yeah.
But how are you, Gary?
I'm good. I have a 2.5-year-old. I'm tired. You know, it's it was a weird curveball to have the world shut down when he was, you know, 8 or 9 months old. So, yeah.
Do you have to put a mask on him?
If we ever when we put him on a plane in a few months, we're going to have to. He's going to be a ring bearer in a wedding. And so we're going to have to figure that out. We're trying to train him a little bit now. But down where I live, we don't have to do it to go places. We just it's only when we get to airports and stuff.
Mm. Interesting. Poor thing. It breaks my heart when I see young kids with masks. It looks so unnatural when you see like a toddler walking in with a mask.
I know. I cannot believe how long this has gone on.
I know.
Also, when you have a baby moving into toddler years, all of the things that like make your life sane, like, I mean, I know this is going to sound insane, but remember all those indoor playground places?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I depended on that for my sanity. When you bring them, there's a bunch of like
absolutely
rubber
oh,
stuff
yes.
for them to climb on and a little kitchen.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
just you bring their asses there. You pay
meet
by the
another
hour.
Mom there to talk to.
And you will let them play for
right.
2 hours and they love it. Mm-hmm. But those places are all closed for COVID.
Yeah.
It's how do you because you can't keep them.
Yeah.
No, they're open to Gary.
Down where I live, there are a few that are open. It's tough up in L.A. County, but in Orange County, they've been a little bit more flexible about it. So they weren't obviously open, you know, 2020. But as 2021, as things started to calm, those opened back up. So I've spent a lot of time at places like that.
Oh, really?
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
No, and I'm not even just talking about like Scooter's Jungle or – I'm talking
no, I
about
know.
Like some of those real kind of shitty ones.
Yes.
Where it's just not even that much stuff, but the little babies love it.
They do. Especially those ones at the mall. Those are the worst. Those are you feel like you got to throw them into a Silkwood shower afterwards.
100%.
Yeah.
Remember this story? This is from a million years ago, but when Elby was a baby, this is like a classic for crying out loud parent fail. So I had brought Elby to the one at the Sherman Oaks
yes,
Mall.
Sure, uh-huh.
And they used to have, that one used to have a little, like it was like a little, looked like a canoe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In there.
I know
and she
it very
was
well.
In the canoe and I went to like pick her up and there was a puddle underneath her. She'd peed through her diaper. I think I'd traveled with one extra diaper and I'd already used it.
Right.
I didn't know like what. I mean, usually you're kind of aware of how much fluids they've had.
Right.
So I just wasn't thinking about it. Puddle, like the boat had taken on water. You know what I mean? And her feet are in it, like.
Oh,
and I was like, "Oh no!" So I pick her up, and then I have to pretend like it wasn't me, like
right.
nothing, or I didn't see anything. Like I just pick her up, carry her out of there, like with purpose.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh no, it's just our time to go. Nothing happened here, and then pray that nobody walks over there immediately after and is like, "What the hell? Hey, lady, go get some paper towels." I was like, "That I'm not getting paper towels." But then I have to put her in the stroller,
right?
You know, so
yeah.
This
but then
she's
you got
probably 18 months old at this point.
Yeah.
Then I get her. I'm holding her. I don't want everything to get wet. I mean, you have to understand, the diaper's gone.
Right.
I mean, it's on her, but it's hanging and it's full. The
it's
boat
the
is full of water.
Right.
So I have to take the diaper off. I don't have another diaper. So now I have to buckle her into her car seat, just basically the strap, just right over her little baby
aww.
Bits. Totally bottomless. And then I have to pray that she doesn't pee up the car seat on the way home.
Right.
And
yeah.
then you have that nervous feeling like, please don't pee. Please let that have been everything that had to come out.
Right. That's what you're hoping for. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I learn my lesson? No, because half of our shows at the beginning were about how I forgot to
oh, we always had to fucking mooch shit off of other moms.
Yeah, and I couldn't mooch anything off of like – I mean that would have been a whole kasha. Like, mm-hmm. hey, does anybody have a size 2 or 3, whatever size diaper is in diaper?
Right.
And then they would have known. Then they would have probably gone to investigate. I don't need
CSI. Yeah, no.
In that area.
You need to get out of there. Quick.
Waiting for a call from mall police at my house.
Right?
Like, ma'am, we were looking over the video and your daughter was the last one to be, hello? Who is this?
Hey, do we want to say hi to our peeps?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, let's say hi to them.
Do. Sue Calzone.
Oh, that's right.
Vivian go to the barber. She did. She looks great.
Oh, good.
Ashley, so chic. Mm-hmm. Folt fought the law.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. Folt lost. Sandra, it's not easy being green. Jacob, so growly. Elizabeth Williamson, one too many kids.
Just
one. You decide. Athena Ginsherd, we love your dancing. Polly, we love your pancakes. Valerie hits it out of the park. Kelly, Luther, Vandross, Hero, we love you. Your kids love you.
Kids love you. Everybody loves you.
Yeah. Krista, get the strap. Colleen, skater girl. Gabby and Missy. Mm-hmm. I miss Missy. That's all I'm going to say.
I miss Gabby. So there.
Okay. Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Ishan Vajpay. Rebecca Lubin. Kelly Brand, she is your aunt. Michelle McKibben is adorable. Amy is really fun. She's a great lady.
Uh-huh.
Erin Landis. Landho. Erin Landis is in my new workshop.
Oh, she is?
Yes, I met her online last week. She's awesome.
That's awesome. That's
Alicia
great.
Escalante. Leslie.
Don't stop.
No. Omnicrom. Sarah Stefano. Jennifer. Don't fall. Amanda and Casey. Still love you guys, even though there's issues. and Liz is sassy.
So, Natalia is back home.
Oh, how was it? Uh-oh.
Well, it could have go any other way. So everything was fine. She gets there fine. It's Florida. The weather's nice. She picks her up. They watch movies. They watch a lot of Real Housewives together because mm-hmm. Auntie Wendy's got the what's it called? The Peacock Network.
Uh-huh.
There's the Miami Housewives. There's all these housewives that a lot of catching up for Natalia.
Uh-huh.
They go to the beach for a little bit.
And how come Natalia will watch it with Auntie Wendy?
Yeah,
but
that's
not,
a good question,
not with you?
Stephanie.
Like, my kids won't watch Housewives with me.
Great question. Are you kidding? When she's with Auntie Wendy? Sure. Can we watch more Housewives? Oh, my God. She won't watch anything with me. And nothing. Like, I'll say,
right.
You want to watch a movie tonight? I'm tired. I got to do my homework.
This is my life.
Zoom's calling. I don't know. Like, I got Snapchat shit to do.
Uh-huh. Sadie could be dying of boredom. Like, I don't have anything to do. I'm like, let's watch something.
I got something to do.
Just found something in my room. I'm going to stare at my gem collection.
Why can't they watch
Talk
TV
to you later.
With us? Sunny loves
G-Y-L.
To watch. GYL.
No, Xander won't watch anything with me. Neither will Albie.
Yeah, see, Sonny will. Sonny loves to, like, show me these new dumb shows that he thinks is hilarious.
Right.
Like there's like some animated superhero show, I don't even know, Incredible, something,
right?
Yeah, Invincible. Do you know what I'm talking about, Gary?
The Eternals?
Is that it?
No. I don't know. I don't think that's animated. That's just some Marvel thing. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's an animated and it's kind of funny. And it's a dad who's teaching his son how to be a superhero.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
I watched the first episode and I fell asleep. He's like, I guess you didn't like it. And I was like, but he does like to watch movies and stuff with me.
Right.
But not Natalia.
Right. So she's all
but it
ears.
Works out.
All ears and eyes for Auntie Wendy
right.
for the Housewives. Okay.
Right. So day three, I get a phone call.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Hi, Mom. Do you – oh, by the way, so the first day she was there, we have a Zoom call with the teachers. I don't know if you remember right before Christmas break how I laid into the teachers the assistant principal and the teacher was that that accused Natalia of
– Plagiarism.
Plagiarism.
Yes.
But then I said – maybe if she wasn't so fucking bored and checked out of your class, then maybe she would be and not afraid to approach you and ask questions. Maybe she wouldn't have to. It's your fault she plagiarized. No, but I told this whole story. But I sent the email and I was like, my son, same exact teacher across the way.
You mean same subject?
Same subject. Sorry. Across the way, different teacher, but teaching the same subject, history. All right, yeah, whatever. Huh, who cares? Anyway, across the way. Cat's out of the bag.
Gary laughing. You're not mentioning any names.
No, I'm not.
It's a lot of history teachers in the state of California.
Tons. Okay. But teaching the same thing. My son loves that class and is very engaged. And he's like, everybody loves that teacher and, you know, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line, they said, let's have a meeting after the break. Let's get on. Let's have a Zoom with Natalia and her counselor. And we'll talk about switching up her schedule, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we have –
you're going to love my Patreon this week.
Oh, boy. Girl, no.
Go on.
So we have a Zoom call scheduled for the next morning. So Natalia leaves Monday, next morning, Tuesday at 7:45, but actually 10:45 her time, Zoom meeting. Yeah, 10:45. And
I know. I was doing the math too.
Yeah.
Like,
so
– yeah, so she got to sleep in.
Yeah, she got to sleep in. But also, though, she's got to do her whole week there, right, Zoom.
Right.
But the class didn't start yet for her. And I just realized it right then and there. How is she going to, like, hang out with Auntie Wendy, go to the beach and stuff when she's got class all day? You know what I mean?
Right.
By the time she's done, it's going to be – she's 3 hours ahead.
Right.
The whole day is gone.
Right.
What were you thinking, Natalia?
Right.
What was I thinking? But – oh, well, but she figured it out. Anyway, she was online every day. So we have our Zoom meeting, and they switched her into the
other
– Sunny's teacher.
Oh.
Same period. So her and Sunny, for the first time, have the same class together. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie and Xander have a couple classes together, and they love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunny, I don't think he's going to be too happy. Like, he was like, is Natalia really in my class? And I was like, yep. But I don't know.
You know what? I'm sorry. But he needs to get over it because they are old enough where they live fairly separate lives.
Yes,
like they have their own friends. They do a lot of their own stuff. It's not like like when you're a little kid and you're just like – with a twin and you share a room and you're together
right.
all day long every day and you don't want to see them in your
class. Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah,
he's fine with it.
145-minute day.
I had conversations with both of them about the two of them getting along better, which I'll tell you. But so that worked out. But she's on Zoom for like a minute in this meeting, like 2 minutes into it, and the thing freezes up. And
oh,
it gets like she can't get – she's like, oh, sorry, Wi-Fi's bad here. And I'm like, oh, great. That's how it's going to be the rest of the week? That's awesome. But she managed to pull it off. And
so was the teacher that you're not fond of in that Zoom?
No, she's done.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
They planned on switching her. So I didn't have to ever talk to her ever again.
Oh, okay. Why couldn't they have just emailed you?
That would have been nice.
That would have been nice. Does that have to be a Zoom?
Because they want to talk to Natalia. They wanted to put better things in place, what more can we do for you to get you to, you know, do better in school? One of the things that all the teachers complained about was she's on her phone too much. So the assistant principal really, like, talked to her and in like on a nice level. Like, when I was in college, this is what I would do because I was tempted to be on the phone. So I did this. And maybe if you put your phone up at the desk, you know, that could help up at the teacher's desk before – I doubt Natalia's going to do
that. I was going to say, yeah, fat chance.
Right, fat chance. But he asked her so many questions. He really, like got down on her level, and she was like, yeah, that would help. This would help, blah, 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 blah. So they put more stuff in place for her, which was nice. So that's why they wanted to have a meeting. Why do I have to be in that meeting, though? What if – you know what I mean?
I know they're all – hey, the kids should
advocate for themselves.
Right.
What?
Yeah, just tell Natalia, hey, by the way, moved your class.
Right.
See you in the other period.
Yeah.
Let's talk about – real quick, and then we have to finish your story.
Yeah.
You want to talk? Let's talk about Tommy John.
Oh, I love Tommy John.
Oh, my God. This Valentine's – listen, it's already the middle of January.
That's
You better start thinking about Valentine's Day. You know, get on that early. You don't want to wait till the last minute.
Yeah, don't disappoint your loved one.
No. Give a gift that will make your favorite people feel perfectly at ease every time they wear it. It's the new Tommy John loungewear, pajamas, and underwear. I'm going to get some for John. He loves Tommy John. He says the shirts are the softest.
They are.
That he's ever felt.
That's all I sleep in.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And the camis are, you know what? I'm going to get LB a cami.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Because you know why? She wears a lot of like cardigans and
like
sweaters over it. Yeah, she wears that stuff, and this will be perfect because guess what? It won't show her whole belly.
Yes.
I got the loungewear for Christmas. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It's just the best for around the house.
Yeah.
It's so soft.
Lounge,
so,
we have that.
Yeah, with over 17 million pairs sold, Tommy John's made couples across the country comfier than ever, and let them do the same for you, your Valentine, and everyone on your gift list. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/FCOL. Go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/FCOL. See site for details.
Boom. Bam. Also, Bonafide, this is something that I use, by the way. Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within their body, because every woman deserves relief without compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And I use their one that helps for hot flashes and sweating in the middle of the night, which is I notice a huge difference now that I'm using it on a regular basis. They have four different formulas, one that provides powerful hormone-free relief for vaginal dryness, one that provides hormone-free for support for sexually active women who want to enhance their sexual stimulation. Yeah, and they have one that are experiencing hot flashes, and they also have the one for, you know, vaginal itching. And
sure. Yeah.
Cover your ears, Gary. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to HelloBonafide.com. Use the promo code FCOL. That's HelloBonafide.com. And code FCOL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices, go directly to the Hello Bonafide website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use the promo code FCOL. Boom.
Boom. Okay, so now you're a couple days into her trip.
Yes.
I say you because somehow you're involved
right.
in a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
That gets straightened
That's
out.
Fine.
She's happy.
A couple days later, midweek, I get the phone call from Natalia. Hey, Mom.
oh, no. I have no idea what's going to happen, but I'm braced for impact.
Do you have my health insurance info by any chance?
Oh, no.
Do you have my Social Security number by any chance? I go, why? And she's like, we're just at urgent care. Where? Urgent care? Why are you at urgent care? Auntie Wendy's not feeling good. She's got a fever and we're getting tested.
Oh, no.
Of course she does. Like, she was sick when we got to Chicago. She was like at the end of being sick, tested a bunch of times, nothing. Okay. So far, Wendy hasn't had – we don't think she's had COVID, but I think she could have possibly had it when we went to Chicago. And I think – I don't know. Whatever. But
probably
now
not.
She's got it.
If
probably
she has
not.
It now, then she didn't have it before.
She doesn't have – she still doesn't have it because
she
was tested negative.
Oh.
So Natalia and her went to get tested negative. Oh, so then Natalia's whole thing was, yeah, I might have to hunker down here for a few more days. I'm not going to be able to fly, right? If you can't fly, if
she's positive,
right? That's
so
what
she's already banking on being
right.
positive. She's like, I mean,
right? And then
I'm just trying to look out for the rest of the population, Mom.
Right? She's like a superhero.
Yeah.
Even when she was tested negative, she was like, yeah, but Auntie Winnie really feels like she's got it. So we're going back in like 2 or 3 days to get tested again. I was like, and then, you know, I might have to like stay here. Plus, Auntie Wendy's going to be by herself. Who's going to help her? Who's going to take care of her? And I'm like, oh, my God, Natalia. She's like, I'm just saying you might want to look into other flights. What?
I love the fact that when you were there – over the holiday, she was like, how can I get home as fast as possible?
Right.
And now she's like, how can I stay here longer?
Uh-huh. She must be having a good time. So she did have a great time. Everybody tested negative.
So you brought her home.
Yes. She came home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then she came home. Then she tells me, I'm planning a Valentine's party. And I'm like, oh, no, you're not. At our house? No, you're not. You're never having a party again. Remember your last party? Nope. Not having a party. Why? Oh, my God. It's like she is like it's she is she just won't let things go. She just is – it's assaulting is what it is. Because, like, you think you're in the clear when you tell her no.
Gary's laughing so hard.
What's the matter, Gary?
It just doesn't sound like anyone else I know.
Oh. Right?
Someone who won't let something go?
Are you saying Lynette's like that?
No, I'm saying
father's like
someone
that.
Who zones in on you and will not let the thing go until they get the answer they want. This sounds like nothing I've ever heard before.
Gary's witnessing Adam every single day on a daily basis.
See, I haven't laid eyes on the guy.
Since she was four. I've been growing up with her.
I know. It's true. She is – I would hope that she's going to be a lawyer someday. I really do. She should be because she just won't let anything go. And she's got to do like a whole presentation. She did like a whole PowerPoint presentation to Adam for her car. Why should she get a car? Yes. I wasn't there for that. But yeah, she did a whole presentation.
I mean, maybe she should have used Google Slides. I'm just saying. I'm not like a turn around. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And so, but she didn't need to do that because he wants to buy her a car anyway, right?
That's between those two. My name's Paul. That's their issues. Not my problem. But I was like, you're not having a party. So like, no, what I was saying is like, I think I'm in the clear, right?
Right.
I go to bed, I get in bed. I'm like, oh, it's been a long day. I put on some Yellowstone. And then it's like, Mom, no. She does a video with her and her friends.
No, I don't. We don't want any. Candygram.
Let me just show you my video. Look, you don't want to disappoint.
You're that land shark. You're Natalia, that land shark, coming to ask me about a party. Candygram.
Partygram.
UPS.
She comes in and she shows me video that she does. What, you don't want to disappoint little Annie and Katie, do you? You love my friends.
Have a party at their house,
Mrs. Carolla, can we please? I'm like, no, I do want to disappoint them. No, you're not having a party in my house. End of story. Period. End of story. So I had to. Yeah.
Wow, look at you standing strong, bitch.
I'm not doing that again. Hell no. I don't want to have the agita of worrying about, you know.
Plus, I feel like a couple of those parents wouldn't let their kids come back over for a party.
That's what I said.
They'd be like, wait, who's supervising?
Exactly. You're not going to those
again.
Corollas. Dad in his bathrobe. Mom not there. Like, no. Yeah, so that's that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of like putting your foot down.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I put my foot down with Elby getting a job.
Remember
how
ever,
I
right?
had to like – how she was like, but maybe I don't want to have a job. I was like, oh, hell yes, you do. Maybe I want to work at PacSun. No, you don't. Uh-huh. Maybe I want to think about this more. No, you're going to say yes. Mm-hmm. But guess what? She's worked – she had two shifts. She worked
– So how's it going? That's awesome.
Loving it. Yeah. She was high as a kite. She worked – She did a Zoom training.
Well, not literally, was she?
Yes, it's a very loose environment there. She did like a Zoom training, which she was kind of disappointed about because she was planning to go in there and train, and they did it over Zoom. So she was like, oh, no,
yeah.
COVID.
Yeah.
It's gonna, you know, ruin my plans. But then – so that was like Wednesday, and then they said, could you come in? Then the guy was like, hey – do you want to wait till Omicron's died down or do you want to come in? And she was like, no, I want to come in. So he's like, okay, come in on Saturday. So she was there Saturday for 4 hours.
Wow.
She was super anxious before she went in, like having full on old school anxiety attack for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say anxiety attack, but I want to say that kind of anxiety where there's no reason for it.
Right.
And I try to talk to her about it and go, okay, well – I try to channel like what would her therapist say?
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, what do you think – what's the worst case scenario? First of all, she didn't really want to drive there. And I understand. You know when you're – the first time you do something And there's a lot of components to it, like where are you going to park?
Of course.
And like what if you get into the parking lot and it's all full? Is there – what's the backup plan? You know, am I – you've never been at a job before. Am I supposed to – is getting there early really cringy?
Right, like, right, right.
But I don't want to be late. Like what's the sweet
really
spot?
Cringy.
You know, you don't know, right?
Yeah.
So – and everything at her age makes her feel stupid.
Right,
like,
of course.
What if I don't understand the parking situation? What if I – so I was like, Elby, would it help you if I just drove – it's 6 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, would it help if I just drove you there and dropped – so we could look at it together.
Yeah.
We'll pull in the parking lot and see the – scope out the sitch.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God, would you? I go, yeah, no problem. So we pull in the parking lot and actually, sure enough, the guy's like, okay, $9. And I was like, she works here? So,
right. What,
and
did
the
they
like,
not tell her that? Like anything about the parking and like
– I think – well, the so normally she would get a ticket and then they would give her a monthly pass.
Oh, okay.
But the ticket thing was out of order. So they were just charging her.
Mm.
I guess you – I don't know how it would have worked, but it would have overwhelmed her.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been already upset. Like,
right.
I don't have – you know, whatever. Okay. Anyway, long story short – I go, can we just – I just need like a 10-minute grace period. I just want to pull into the parking lot and I'm going to come right back out. And the guy mm-hmm. was like, okay, go ahead. So I pull in. There's tons of parking. So she feels better about that. But now it's way too early because, of course, she was standing at the door like, let's go, let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, but you realize it's like going to be 7 minutes from our door there and we're leaving 30 minutes early. You're going to be early.
Right.
We left like 35 minutes. She was like, no, I want to make sure I'm there on time. Okay, well, now we're 20 minutes. We were literally 20 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, okay, well, why don't you just like go up there and see if they need you to fill out paperwork? And she was like, Mom, what? No. Like, are you kidding
Hell
me?
No.
Like, how well do you not know me if you're thinking I'm going to walk in anywhere 20 minutes early? I was like, okay, all right, 15? She's like, no.
Mm.
I go, 10? And then I said, I go, what, you could go in there and just say, hey, I got here a little early in case you need me to do paperwork.
By the way,
but what if they don't need me to do paperwork? I go, Elby, it's not on the honor system. They don't go, what's your name again?
Right.
Oh, Elby Taylor. Okay, here's a check.
Right.
I go, they – every job that you have, it's official. This
right.
is a real thing. You
mm-hmm.
have to fill out paperwork. Well, I don't know if you do it on the first day. I'm like –
And also makes her look good, you know, that she's early.
But she is so – anxious
yeah.
that she doesn't care. She just needs to do something one time and then she's fine.
Right, right. I get it. I totally get it.
So I was like, okay. So we drove around the block a few times and then we pulled out. We pulled over and at like – she was had to be there at 4. So at like 3:52, I was like, okay, go.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be
Perfect.
7 minutes early. It's fine. So she did. I knew she'd be fine the second she was in there. Of course, she came home. She was so happy. She was like, oh, my God, it was so fun. I was so fun. I have a job. Oh,
my God.
You know?
That's so cool.
And then the very next day, they had her come in for a 5-hour shift.
Really?
Yeah. So she was super excited.
That's nice.
She
That's
went.
Great.
She spent the whole day. She was tired. She took a disco nap.
Nice.
She went out with her friends and then, you know.
That's awesome.
But she was so happy. She feels – she's so far the youngest, but most of the other kids are about her age. They're
right.
like 18. She's 17. Most of the kids are like 18, 19.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the managers are all in their 20s.
Yeah.
So she's like
– she fits right in.
But I'm so glad I didn't listen to her
Oh yeah,
try to weasel out
right,
of it.
Right, right. That's great. That's such a great, fun first job.
I know,
her.
But you know, I'm just saying the pain of when she was just kept putting off like applying
right.
or doing her resume and having to be like, no, you're not going out to lunch. You're going to stay home and you're going to apply for a job.
Right.
You feel like a bitch doing it, but like they need it.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I know. Oh, make Sonny go get a job.
I don't – is he's not legal yet.
He's a little
yet.
Too young. But as soon as he hits, you know, 16, he doesn't want to drive as much as Natalia, which – I'm like, come on, buddy. Get in the car and drive my car around the block.
Oh, isn't Natalia's old enough to have her –
She does have it, yeah.
Her permit?
Yeah, she has her permit.
She already got it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. She was on top of it. I know. I didn't even know. She did it all by herself. Well, all her friends are older than her, so she knew exactly what to do. A lot of her friends actually have cars now. Like, you know, they drive in there, you know, whatever. But like she – that's why she keeps badgering Adam, because in June of this year, she's going to be ready for her license, going to have her license. So
yeah,
she has her permit. So she's been driving with me a lot. She's been driving Olga a lot. She – by the way, I was that night I got home from the airport. Remember I went to the airport? That night I came home with Sunny. My car wasn't charged up.
Yes.
While I was gone.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there waiting for it to charge up, blah, 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 blah. So then I'm leaving. It's like 8:30, get in the car. I pull out. Adam's car comes up the driveway. And, you know, Adam and I just kind of pass each other and wave, whatever. That's about it. And I pull up. And I look over, and it's Natalia. She looks so little in his SUV. Like, she's, like, barely – I'm like, "What? Is Dad in the car with you?" She goes, "No, Dad asked me to take his car to go get gas." I was like – well, the gas station is literally, like, at the end of our street, residential mm-hmm. street.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Exxon station. So she just went there. And I go, "Oh, really? That's interesting." Which you went to the one at the end of the street. Yes, yes. I'm like, "Oh, okay." Mm-hmm.
Does she know how – that's amazing that – I'm more impressed that she knows how to get gas, because Elby's been driving now for a long time and was like, "Mom, the car's running out of gas."
By the way, she showed me that she broke her nail because she was frustrated. And she's like, "I didn't know what to do. Dad didn't answer the phone. I didn't know how to get the thing open. I had to ask somebody to help me open the thing." I go, "Why didn't you ask Dad how to do it? She's like, "I knew – he asked me what side it's on, and I knew that because he plugs in his car sometimes too. It's like
right.
a half – it's a hybrid. And so she like – she knew what side it was on, but she didn't know how to open the thing. It's one of those things that you push and it pops open.
Mm-hmm.
Except she was trying and trying and trying. She broke her acrylic nail, and then she had to ask somebody. And she's like – and he was so rude. He went dunk and he opened it, no problem. And he looked at me like I was dumb. I'm like, "I'm sure he didn't look at you." And she goes, "Yes." She was like all flustered, and I was like, "Well, okay, now you know how to do it."
So hold on. Adam's car also a Tesla?
No, it's not. No.
Oh.
Something else. I don't know what it is.
It's a Lincoln Aviator, but it's one that's a plug-in hybrid. So like the Prius is a hybrid, but it just doesn't – you don't plug it in. It just gets the battery from the brakes. Now they make some that have like a small battery, so you can go like 50 miles on electric only and then switches over to gas.
Why don't you get that car?
I didn't know. I didn't really realize it until he started taking my Tesla charger and putting his own charger on top of it, which was recently. I never see the car because he's never there when I'm there.
Got it.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll look into it.
I just think you would do better with a hybrid.
Yeah, I think so too.
Options.
Yeah,
you
I
know
need
what I mean?
Options. Yes.
Like you don't need to be sweating running out of battery.
Right.
You have the gas as a backup.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what? This almost doesn't feel like an ad because sometimes we just like to talk about Audible.
That's right. We're happy.
We love Audible.
Yes.
What's the latest book you're reading? I should have looked this up on my phone before we started doing this ad. But are you listening to anything on Audible?
Because I was traveling, so I downloaded. Oh, The Power of Now I downloaded. But I haven't listened to it yet, by Eckhart Tolle. I wanted to listen to that. But by the way, they got so many. I have so many books in my library. And you know what I love about Audible? I always have credits. Me too.
I was listening to – now this is an oldie but goodie, but I was listening to – oh my gosh, here's You.
Yes.
Because I wanted to listen to it again. I wanted to listen to it instead of read it. I read it the first time. But have you ever heard of the book Drinking, A Love Story?
Mm-mm.
It's a book about an alcoholic. But I read it way before I was an alcoholic. Back when I didn't know I was an alcoholic at all and just thought I liked to – I was
right.
an alcohol enthusiast.
Yes.
I read that book. It's really good. It's by Carolyn Knapp, K-N-A-P-P. But anyway, here's what I love about Audible as well. Yes, you always have credits.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up and you'll never – anytime you want to read a book or listen to a book.
Right.
First of all, I'm addicted to my phone. So yes. I like to be sometimes playing a game on my phone, and then I can still feel like I'm reading.
Right,
that's
right.
The best feeling about
the best.
It. The feeling of accomplishment of you read a book, but you weren't actually having – you could walk the dog.
Right.
You could do the
Me
dishes,
too.
And you can still
Love
be really
that.
Enjoying a book.
Yeah.
And you still can get the feeling of like can't put it down.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's the best if you're working out and listening to it, because then it really inspires you to go back to the gym again the next day because you want to hear the book.
Yes, with some uninterrupted time. And now new members can try Audible free for 30 days. What a great – you get a full month free to try it out. You're going to love it. Visit audible.com/FCOL or text FCOL to 500-500. That's audible.com/FCOL or text FCOL to 500-500.
Also, listen – let's talk about Nutrafol for a second. Mm-hmm. Nutrafol. Okay, look at my little baby hair.
Yeah,
can you see? I have.
Yes.
Look at all this baby hair I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been taking Nutrafol like religiously. Okay, and I gave some to Auntie Wendy because, as you all know, women when we get older, well, some of you younger women don't know this yet, but your hair starts to thin. You start to lose a ton of hair as you get older, and 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And listen, you're not alone. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair but restored their confidence too. It also gives you healthier hair. The growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. And I have been taking it for a long time. And not only is my hair thicker again, but it's also – in better shape. It's also in really good, healthy shape. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code FCOL to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. Use the promo code FCOL.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes.
So, Gary, talk to us a little bit more about parenthood. Challenges? Because you're still, according to our schedule, you're still officially in the mailroom.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, in the span of time, I look back and it feels like I'm not, but you know, I know looking from a 10,000 foot view that I definitely am. COVID definitely it threw things for a very severe loop because, you know, for the longest time it was a lot of concern. I mean, and obviously there still is to a certain extent, but luckily down in Orange County, things are a little bit looser, or they were certainly when things were more of a lull. Obviously the world changes every day. But we're able to do a little bit more, and we've kind of, you know, we've been able to get him out kind of for, you know, mini trips and stuff like that. So just kind of focusing on things that he enjoys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
He's not in preschool, right?
He is.
Oh, he is? And does he like it?
He loves it. He started sometime last year, I think at the end of the beginning of August. He started with 2 days a week, half day. He kind of goes 8:30 in the morning, and he's picked up around 12:30 or 1. And then in the new year, we expanded that to 3 days.
Aww. Did he have a hard time the first day at first, or was he like, bye?
No. The first week was sort of – it was a roller coaster. The first day, he was sort of confused as to what was going on, and then right. Day two and three it was bye, and then day four and five it was don't you dare leave me here, you know. And then now he's back to he just absolutely loves it. So yeah, it's the best. That we have, there's really good teachers, and it's in our neighborhood, so we can like walk to it. So it's
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Elby loved preschool. You'd be it's surprising since
right.
She has anxiety, but she not really separation anxiety. She was like bye bye.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
First day, I was the one crying. I was like, she's just going to be there and I'm going to be at a meeting eating, you know, muffins
right.
with the parents. And she was not happy to see me when I came back. She was like, well, wait, already? I don't want to go home.
Uh-huh.
The next day, I was expecting maybe a change. But no, the entire time she started early days, but then I would pick her up and she'd be like, why don't I get to stay with the other kids? Why don't I get to nap here?
Right.
And I was like, well, if you want to,
yeah,
sure you can,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's right where we are, where it's like he's still on early days for 3 days a week, but as soon as he asks to stay, we'll let him.
Right. Yeah.
It's just – and we're – it's a cool little thing that does like the Christmas play and the costume parade and all – which I'm sure every preschool does. But it's just super nice that it's so close to our house. And it's like – so if they do something in the morning, it's like a 9 a.m. costume parade or something. Like I can do it on the way to work and not be late, which is really, really fortunate.
Yeah. That's nice. I remember a little costume parade at my preschool. I have a picture of it. Like Natalia was Katy Perry.
Always ahead of her time.
And Sunny was an angry bird, and it was before angry birds were really anything. I had to make his costume later, like the next year. It was
that was
everywhere.
Back when it was just a game and it wasn't a movie yet.
Right.
When it became a movie, the merchandise went everywhere.
Right.
But it was just a game back then.
Yes. And I had to make his little costume, which I don't know how, I don't know what I did, but then I that he was playing it on my phone every time he picked up, and we had an iPad at home, and we had it on the iPad, and he just figured it out, like just sat there and played all day long on that thing and was like, I want to be an angry bird. But yeah, it was so cute. It was the best. Like when they're like little like that and they're in a little preschool costume.
I know. The only problem though with this age, 2.5, is they start to have little tantrums about things because – they're not good with like – I remember that Elby was like such a good girl always and became really good again. But that was the age where she would start to argue about like she didn't want to leave the park, you know? And I had a babysitter because I was writing at that time, our babysitter Andrea. So love her to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Full circle. I think I told you this. Andrea is married and has kids and Elby babysat
her
kids.
Crazy.
So cute. But Andrea – it was the only time Andrea was ever like, yeah, it was a little tough today because Elby – like she's like a dog where like Penelope, if she doesn't want to go for a walk anymore, like she'll just dig her heels in. And that was like toddler version of it. Elby was like, oh, no, like, no, I'm staying at the park.
Yeah.
And Andrew was like, no, because it's actually – first you try to reason with
it.
No, it's actually though – we have to go home because mommy's waiting, whatever it is. No.
Mm-mm.
I want to stay at the park though. I want to stay at the park.
Right.
No, we're leaving the park now. No!
Yeah. Then they do that thing where they just drop their body to the floor.
Yes. They just
scream.
Go boneless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my son's probably too big for Joya to move him if he really puts his mind to it. He doesn't know that yet. But if he really decided to actively fight against her, like, I don't know if she could get him into the wagon or the stroller or whatever they have.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you brought up the park. Right after my son was born, we saw a news story that the city we live in was investing $5 million to redo all the parks over the course of the next 7 years. And I went, well, that's really cool. They'll probably finish ours up right when he turns 8.
And doesn't want to go to the park anymore.
Exactly. It turned out first one was the one in our neighborhood.
Ooh.
So it opened about 2 months ago. He's got a brand new park
that's
all space themed. It's got that new foam stuff with the sand and the grass and the new jungle. It's the best.
That's great.
We're so lucky.
That's nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. We had
just
a park like that.
Just send him to the park by himself. You know what I mean? Just like teach him some independence. What if we just became so out of touch with parenting young kids? That's how long it's been. We're just like, he should be good. Like point him. It's close, right?
Right.
Just point him in the direction. He'll be good. Pack him some pirate's booty, like in a little backpack. Give him a little backpack.
It wasn't that long ago that wasn't that insane. We know the family who lives on the corner right by the park. Their house faces it. His step uncle lives 2 houses down from the park. Like, he'd probably be all right. Send a dog with him.
Right. Send a dog with him.
Right?
Dog comes back.
Bye-bye, doggy.
I just – every time I think of the park, I just remember Gina Kimmel, like, I am not going to the park with you. After I – so Gina had the kids. She had kids that were – by the time I had kids, her kids were, like, in middle school, right? And she would go – and me and Melissa, her, like, 2 best friends are having – you know, got married. Now we're having kids. And her whole thing was, I'm not going to the park with you two. I'll do anything you – but I'm not going to the park. And we were always like, why? What's the big deal with the park? Now I know. Like, fucking park sucks. It sucks.
Well – If there's no sand, I could see it being better. Plus the fact that modern day, we have all sorts of things on our phones. We could play games on our phones.
Right.
We could, you know, play Wordle. We could read Facebook. Back in the day, that wasn't – it wasn't as widespread. It was like, I think I had a BlackBerry. Like, I'm going to bring my BlackBerry to the park
but
and just, like, type
thing.
Out,
right.
you know,
but I had
a memo to myself.
One kid that would go off and do his own thing. Then I had the other kid. He'd be like, Mommy, come with me. Mommy, watch me. Mommy, put the phone down. Mommy, come play with me. Mommy, this. Mommy. So, you know.
Right. And also, the problem with the park is that there's too many judgmental moms that are like, you should be keeping an eye on your kid, not on your phone. Even if they don't say it right out, you know they're just like, why are you not
judging.
Engaging with your kid
right.
the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go, well, this is my time, bitch. Like, my kid's fine. They don't need me. What, am I supposed to climb on the freaking jungle gym with them? Like, let them learn some skills.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let them climb on the rope. But I had the same problem where I had – all of my kids were a little bit scared. So, like, they would climb up on stuff and then not be able to come down.
Right.
The worst is when you're at a place like Chuck E. Cheese, though, and they've climbed into one of those, like, habit trail things and then they can't get out.
Right.
Then you just got to send another kid up to go get them because, like – my big ass is not fitting into the habit trail to pull you out.
That was Sonny, and Natalia was the one that would go and get him and pull him out. He'd be like stuck halfway. You remember the place by your house that jump around? There's the place that closed, but it's closed now. But remember there was the trampoline place, and then next door was the glow zone.
Yeah.
You know, they had, was it the, it was one of those places that had that thing, that obstacle thing in the ceiling.
It's glow zone.
Sonny stood up and then got stuck. It wasn't in the habit trail. It was just, he was like on these wires, I don't know, the things.
Oh, the wires.
The wires.
Yeah.
Right. And then
they're
gets
like
stuck.
Ropes, but you walk on them.
Yes. And some kid goes, is that your son up there? He's crying for you. his feet were like cement, like he couldn't move them. I'm like, Sonny, just step to the left, step now back up, now put your foot. No, he would not move at all. And I'd be like, okay, where's Natalia? Natalia, go get your son.
And
go get your brother.
Where's the employee? How come they look to the parents to solve all the problems?
I know.
How'd I get hurt? I just brought him here.
Yeah. I just paid a lot of money for my son to get stuck up there. Go get him. Like, where is he now?
I'm paying like $30 an hour for my kid to climb a rock wall.
Right.
You deal with it.
Right.
Gary, this is all coming for
you. Yes, that's right, Gary.
Oh, it's here. I mean, we go to one of the obstacle places. I've had to crawl all the way up into the top of it to get my son before. It's here.
Yeah.
You mentioned Chuck E. Cheese. We just went for the first time this past weekend, and the one we went to doesn't have the big obstacle course, but there was a new thing that I certainly don't remember where you pay for the number of minutes, and you can just play unlimited games in that amount of time.
Oh. Wow, that's interesting.
We paid like $20 for 45 minutes, and it was just like they give you a card. Everything's done on a card. All your tickets go onto the card and everything. You just walk up and tap it. You can play as many things as you want. So for my toddler who just wants to run around and press the buttons, you just walk up to everything and just hit it. And
that's pretty cool.
Plays for 4 seconds, and he walks away, and then some other older kid comes up and plays the turn.
That's awesome.
That is such good thinking.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Because those things take so many tokens. The worst is when you have a birthday party there. And the amount of tokens they give you to give each kid is not enough to keep them busy.
Right.
And the parents are not like, hey, you're going to need extra money for tokens.
Right.
Not for nothing.
No.
They're not, you know. So then you get constant kids coming up going, I'm out of tokens.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And then you have to buy you end up spending another $100 just on tokens.
Yes. Right. No, that's a great idea. God, I don't miss any of that at all.
I don't either.
I
don't
all.
Either. But I'm thinking just about how it was just ways to spend time.
Right.
Like, what can I do to enrich this kid's exhibit enough to, like, get him out of the house, do something, and then have earned your chance to just come back home and veg.
Yeah. Right.
Also, I don't know how it was for you, and Sonny, it seems like, was always just a calm little – my son is a run and scream kind of kid.
Oh,
so it's everything you just said, Stephanie, combined with, and how can I burn off the most amount of energy so hopefully I get a nap or a kid that goes to sleep before Grey's Anatomy comes on or whatever the hell we watch. I don't actually watch that shit. But
right,
you know what I'm
true.
Saying? Like
yes.
the 10 p.m. show, like whatever, 9 p.m. show, like you just want the kid down
yes.
so that you can have 35 seconds of adult time before you pass out.
Yeah, that's exhausting when you have to, when you have a kid that you need to just get that energy out, burn that energy off. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we're trying to do. I mean, we play games where I'll go stand at the front of the front lawn and my wife will stand at the back because it's sort of at a slope and
right.
the hill will burn off some energy as he runs back and forth. Just
right,
anything
right.
we can think of.
But that's it's just so boring.
Yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
just so mind-numbingly
sure.
boring to try to tire out. It's like having a dog all day mm-hmm. where you're not really interacting because you can't have full-on normal conversations yet because
right.
they're too young.
Right, right.
And everybody always said like when they're three, everything changes when they're three. I found it to be five.
Mm.
At five, it was a whole different ballgame.
Oh, like, for sure.
Elby was so fun at five. Like, mm-hmm. But not until then. And she was a smart little kid. But still at three, there's not a lot of reasoning
right,
and
no.
interesting conversations at five. I'm still arguing about what song to put on the radio at three.
Yes,
like, I want to
yeah,
hear
yeah.
the Band-Aid song again. I yeah. don't want to hear that song ever again.
Right.
But mom, uh-huh. they don't say but mom. But at that point, it's just like, mom. Band-Aid song.
Right, right.
I think I remember me telling you the story of when she was like, there was some kid's record I had that had the song that goes, do you want to see my boo-boo? Tell me, do you want to see my boo-boo? And I was pregnant with the twins
mm-hmm.
and not in a good mood. It was kind of early in the pregnancy. So she was like 2 and a half. She's sitting in her car seat in the back wanting to hear the Boo Boo song, and I did not want to hear that. And I'd already played it for her like 10 times.
Right.
And I was like, if I hear it one more time, I'm going to shoot myself.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, no, honey, like we're going to turn on something else. And she starts crying. Oh, Boo Boo song. I want to hear the Boo Boo song. I want to hear the Boo Boo song. And she just kept saying it and saying it and saying it. And I was getting – it was irrational, but I was pregnant and just I was like, stop it right now. Stop it. And then, of course, she started crying because that doesn't work,
yeah,
by the way.
That doesn't work. That's no.
Word to the wise. And then I started crying. And then I was like, I'm sorry. But she was too young to understand that
mm-hmm.
I was like apologizing. And then I was like, put on the boo-boo song. I was like, here's the boo-boo song. And then I came home and I was just crying.
Yeah,
I know. Sean! I yelled at Elby. She wanted to hear the boo-boo song. I couldn't make it stop. I'll never forget. I was driving home from the paint store
mm-hmm.
because she was too young to have to drag her around on errands, but we were doing construction on our house. So
right.
I was already stressed about that, and I had to go to the paint store for the, you know.
Yeah.
I'm dragging around a 2 and a half year old. I think she was past her nap. It was a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
But yeah,
see, now this is where the AirPods come in handy because I got to drive Natalia to these tournaments, and she wants to hear her music. And I'm like, let me hear Post Malone for the 18th time. Like, I want to hear my podcast. You know? So
right.
now that comes in handy. Except Natalia's got to blast it. I can't even barely – like hear, it's pretty bad when I can't
yeah.
hear my own podcast in my
right.
ear, you know.
It's like trying to listen to something over a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
It's just not going to work.
No.
Not that I would know what that's like. What time is it, Gary? We have no stopwatch.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Well, that was a good show.
It was really fun.
Yes.
I feel like it was cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Gary for the next show, too.
Yay.
But before we wrap, let's talk about some of our hot
mm-hmm.
Patreon $50 people, like my friend Julie Clayman, who – there's no pen in here. Who? She's my friend. She's a therapist. She's amazing. Somebody asked about her on the Facebook page today. So she's in Agora Hills. She's in California. She'll see you over Zoom, but she'll see you in person if you want. She helps with kids with anxiety, depression, school issues. Oh, thank you, Gary. Trauma. Her website is JulieLMFT. Also, Kelly from Wilma and Frida. If you're in Palm Springs,
mm-hmm.
if you're not in Palm Springs, but you want to take a drive to Palm Springs, which why wouldn't you? If you want
to
have
you're
a
good
brunch.
You're going to need to eat while you're in Palm Springs.
Yeah, they have such a great menu. They have the churros. Everything they
mm-hmm.
make there
mm-hmm.
from scratch. I keep mentioning the 7-spice sugar encrusted salmon. I feel like driving 2 hours to Palm Springs just for that.
I know.
Sounds really
Me
good.
Too.
Anyway, check them out, Wilma and Frida. Also, Jenna Seafried has the Endurance Fit app. It's on the Apple and Google Play Store right now. She's a mom. She listens to our show and she created this. So let's just give her a little support.
Okay. Yeah.
Endurance Fit app on the Apple Store. Also, Letty Molina's got the CBD oil, even bacon flavor for your dogs.
Yep.
Help with the allergies, arthritis, probably anxiety. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You try it.
Mm-hmm.
Hemp Works, sure. WORX.com/L Molina. And let's do one more. Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy. It's a great podcast if you haven't checked it out yet. She's got a ton of diehard fans. She's one of my favorite in my writing
yeah.
group, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I really like her. She's super smart, funny mm-hmm. lady. Shamelessmom.com.
Boom. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Gary, so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. We love you guys. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.